for the support, and first of all, for the interest and the engagement and very interesting contributions that all of our member states and several relevant stakeholders that are our usual partners have provided to the multiple meetings of these three informal working groups. I'm just intervening to react to the mention of a note verbal sent to the Secretariat today on the working group on gender and consumer protection, just to clarify that yes, the note verbal was received and it will be replied to formally. But I would like to underline that the language used by the Secretariat in its reporting refers only to concepts such as gender, women, and vulnerable consumers. So it is not Secretariat wording that can be accused of being controversial. Now, I would also remind all delegates that it was this IGE, I mean the sixth session of this IGE a year ago, that agreed to establish another informal working group on gender and consumer protection. And as for the other two informal working groups, the mandate and the topics to be discussed are discussed by the participants. So they are agreed, they are proposed, the Secretariat coordinates the work, but of course tries to accommodate the interests, the challenges, the needs, the requests, the constraints of member states. Having said this, if member states decide to submit contributions based on their own national policies, this is in accordance, I'm assuming, to their own priorities. But all of this will be fully addressed in the reply to the note verbal. I'm very sorry to intervene to try to close this debate just because we are running very late and we have our colleagues from Gabon waiting to do the voluntary peer review on consumer protection law and policy. Thank you.